With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Ernest Hemingway put a shotgun to his head in 1961 and ended his life. His widow Mary gathered Hemingway's remaining unpublished manuscripts and presented them to his longtime publisher, Scribner's. Some 10 books by Hemingway have been published posthumously, notably A Movable Feast and Islands in the Stream. For nearly 20 years, still another unpublished Hemingway manuscript existed.
It had been sitting on a shelf in a credenza next to Charles Scribner Jr.'s desk.
That's Tom Jenks, the Scribner's editor, who was assigned the task of editing the manuscript that Hemingway titled The Garden of Eden. Actually, there were several manuscripts.
There was one of 400 or 500 pages, there was one of about 1,200 pages, and then there was this longest 1,500-page manuscripts. They weren't radically different one from the next. It was the same story, the same characters, the same structure, but each manuscript was an extension of the previous one.
Tom Jenks discovered that no fewer than 3 other editors, including Charles Scribner Jr. himself, had worked on the Garden of Eden. Jenks could tell because their notations were on the manuscripts.
I had to mentally erase a lot of that to get back to the original. I mean, a lot of it was inked on there. There, in fact, was also a manuscript, a completely edited manuscript, a fourth manuscript that somebody had done, which was not very good. It was mainly an accordion job. Somebody had just made the book shorter.
Tom Jenks had a little help in the editing process from Hemingway himself.
Hemingway wrote in hand, and the manuscripts I had were not handwritten. They had been typed in his lifetime, I could tell, because there were some handwritten notes on the manuscripts by him.
Tom Jenks' efforts have produced a book which is true to Hemingway's voice, but which is vastly more erotic than his other work. The Garden of Eden is the story of an American writer on a honeymoon in France, the wife who becomes jealous of his work and of the young woman to whom they are both drawn. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. In 1946, when Ernest Hemingway was 47 years old, he began work on a book that was not published during his lifetime. Scribner's has finally issued what has been described as Hemingway's last major work, The Garden of Eden. Tom Jenks is the Scribner's editor who cut the manuscript by 2/3 and made it into a readable book. Jenks may have been the perfect editor for the project. He is not a Hemingway scholar, nor was he in such awe of the great writer that he was afraid to slash thousands of words and cut an undeveloped subplot.
There's no question I edited it from a storytelling point of view, in the same way that I have and will continue to edit living writers.
Jenks says he left intact only that which could be justified in terms of a story.
People are going to be debating the Jenks version of the Garden of Eden for years, and I'm sure somebody ultimately will go up to the Kennedy Library with a computer and do a structural analysis of the manuscript as compared with what I did. And I take a great deal of satisfaction, not a little bit of glee, in the fact that I think it'll take somebody a hell of a long time to figure out exactly how I did this.
Tom Jenks says the novel's architecture, the number and length of the chapters, is nearly the same as such Hemingway books as A Farewell to Arms and The Sun Also Rises.
It does differ in that there are a lot more line spaces, gaps, in the writing. And most of those are places where I had to make cuts, and I discovered ways to have a time lapse.
Despite the heavy editing, Tom Jenks says The Garden of Eden is true Hemingway.
People have asked me, what do you think the weakest thing in the book is, or what is weakest? And I'd have to say the work that I did is the weakest. His stuff is good, but you know, where I had to go in and do a little something, it's not as good.
The Garden of Eden is the story of an American writer and his wife on their honeymoon on the French Riviera, how their sex roles interchange, and how they are both drawn to a young woman who becomes their lover, not the usual Hemingway fare. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. The Garden of Eden is being billed as the last major work by Ernest Hemingway to be published. The posthumous novel, now out nearly 25 years after Hemingway's death, was edited by Tom Jenks of Scribner's. Hemingway set the Garden of Eden in the south of France.
He takes you right into the intimate heart of a honeymoon.
The honeymoon of American writer David Bourne, whose wife Catherine attempts to undermine his work by encouraging a three-way sexual relationship with another woman.
These are very civilized people. And in this civilization, suddenly you begin to see these minor eruptions, these breaks in the patina. Something begins to go wrong in the garden.
The Garden of Eden may be Hemingway's most erotic work.
Hemingway was not terribly explicit about the particular sexual manipulations that are going on in here. In fact, I think you could read right over the presence of sodomy, which is in there. If you're not reading pretty closely, you might miss it.
One of the best things about the Garden of Eden is the story within a story, the tale of a father and son on an elephant hunt.
You know, I think that's one of the most skillful laying in of a story within a story that I've ever read. And he had laid it in, just as it is in the book.
Tom Jenks theorizes that in writing the Garden of Eden, Ernest Hemingway wanted to leave his stoic masculine image intact, while at the same time confounding those who would put him on the couch.
I think he wanted to turn all that inside out and really show what price he paid for doing the work that he did, the quality of the vision that he had, a lot about what his writing was about. I think he definitely wanted to say something more about men and women and love and the price of love.
Tom Jenks, editor of Ernest Hemingway's The Garden of Eden, published by Scribner's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swing.